there. This is Princess Heather from FemPhone.com, and today I want to talk to you about getting caught cross-dressing. Have you ever been caught in the act cross-dressing? We all have our little secrets that we'd be embarrassed if anyone found out about, but stories of cross-dressers being discovered are often some of the best, both humiliating and erotic at the same time, especially in the eyes of the cross-dresser. It is often the ultimate fantasy of a cross-dresser to be discovered, and to have the person who discovers them decide they are going to use the cross-dresser to their advantage, whether it be dressing them up for their own amusement or playing sexual games while the cross-dresser is dressed up. Sometimes just anticipating being caught is a sexual rush for the cross-dresser, and actually getting caught is a blissful fantasy come true. The panty thief, getting caught stealing some women's panties. One of the most common tales of being caught cross-dressing is that of the panty thief. Most of the time, this involves the cross-dresser raiding their mother's or sister's panty drawer, often beginning at a young age. They can sometimes go for years stealing panties from the women in their house without getting caught, but it's always that one time they didn't lock the door or someone came home early that they end up busted. I have heard many stories of sisters catching their panty bandit brothers wearing their unmentionables and then being blackmailed by their smarter, opportunistic sibling. Threats are made to expose the cross-dresser that would cause extreme humiliation. Perhaps the panty thief is captain of the football team or the high school track star, or even the president of the student body. And if he doesn't agree to do exactly as he is told, the sister will tell everyone at school what a little panty boy he is. Of course, the sister also takes photos of her humiliated brother while he's wearing those panties, perhaps even making him pose provocatively or model the lingerie he's wearing. She may make him put on additional feminine clothing after she's caught him, maybe dressing him up in one of her bras or camisoles, a pair of pantyhose or thigh-high stockings, one of her little pleated miniskirts, and a tight sweater or sheer blouse. She may go so far as to give him a complete makeover, lipstick, eyeshadow, rouge, mascara, and then style his hair in a feminine manner. She may even accessorize with earrings, necklace, bracelets, belts, and shoes. The photos taken while the cross-dresser is dressed like this become both his shame and his stimulation. He is completely aroused knowing they exist, but completely paranoid that they may be distributed for others to view. Such a sticky predicament. For cross-dressers who live a somewhat double life as an adult, stories of men being caught by their wives while dressed in their panties are also common. Of course, a discovery such as this most often changes the dynamic of their marital relationship, even if it's only confined to the bedroom. The wife finds that she is in more control, having something to hold over her cross-dressing husband's head, and the husband often finds this to be quite erotic, deriving a great sense of pleasure by seeing his wife become more dominant in the bedroom and feeling a bit of freedom by releasing some of the control he may have once had. She may turn it into a game that is played between the two of them to enhance their sex life in the bedroom. Something as simple as making him wear panties to work every day underneath his business suit keeps a sexual charge about him all day, making the bedroom time spent together later all that much more enjoyable. Of course, the extreme opposite can happen as well. The wife may decide that since her husband likes to wear panties, he should take on the other female roles of the relationship as well, and she may turn him into somewhat of a slave or a maid. You never know what may happen when a cross-dresser is discovered, but once it happens, you can't go back. The Exhibitionist, Cross-Dressing Peep Show in Progress. The exhibitionist cross-dresser is most excited about being caught by someone who may not know him or ever see him again. He enjoys wearing sexy thongs or G-strings or other panties underneath his regular clothes, but in a way that they could be seen by women in public, wearing pants that will show the top of his thong panties when he's sitting down at a coffee shop, or bending over fixing a pipe underneath the sink. Maybe he wears a T-shirt that's tight enough that the outline of his bra can be seen through it, or perhaps he leaves traces of pink or red nail polish around the cuticles of his fingernails, knowing that at some point he could be discovered by the teller at the bank or the girl at the grocery store register. The giggles, glances, and grins that these small encounters bring are enough to keep him on edge and excited. The workhorse, getting caught cross-dressing by a coworker. Many businessmen who cross-dress often have stories of being caught by their secretary or a co-worker. It could be that she comes into his office while he has his shoes kicked off underneath the desk and sees that he's wearing nylon stockings instead of socks. Or perhaps she sees the outline of his bra underneath his button-up shirt. Whatever gives our cross-dresser away, usually these women are well prepared to use their new knowledge to their advantage. Discovering that a boss or a co-worker is a cross-dresser can be a very lucrative beginning for a smart woman. She can often receive such perks as a raise, clothing allowance, new company car, etc. Pictures, of course, are always in order when a woman catches anyone cross-dressing, but especially when it's someone she works with. She can have a large burden of her own work removed by delegating it to her new assistant. She may even implement new policies for her cross-dressing co-worker to follow, such as being prepared for daily panty checks so that she can be sure that he is keeping up his end of the bargain. Sometimes, in this day and age, it takes a little extra something to get ahead in the corporate world, and finding out a boss or a co-worker is a cross-dresser can be just the thing a woman needs to give her that edge. Different cross-dressers enjoy different reactions from the people who catch them in their secret. Some enjoy being humiliated and made fun of. Others would prefer to be able to share their secret life with those most intimate and closest to them, almost like a good girlfriend would. But no matter which way the chips may fall when a cross-dresser is exposed, one thing is for certain, it is always an interesting story to tell. If you would like to tell your story, be sure to give me a call, Princess Heather, at 800-356-6169, or you can visit us and the other mistresses at www.femphone.com.